Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Now, it's almost Thanksgiving, and we at Dish Nation are thankful for you because you know this is the place to get that celebrity news you like to hear. And guess what? Gary's out. But on the upside, Vanessa Fraction's in the building.
Well, hey,
everybody. And fresh out the Lost and Found, our homegirl Portia Williams is back with us.
Now she found.
Hey. She was doing her part to help put out the Woolsey fires. And speaking of the fires, man, Heidi and Frank out there repping LA. How y'all doing?
What's up, Atlanta?
We're doing
hey, we're hanging in there.
So later on, Tui Martinez flew to Philly to chat with Michael B. Jordan and the cast of Creed 2, plus a Hollywood legend split from his wife for 20 years. We got that dish for you, but first, let's talk about actress Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. Now, her and her husband, NBA All-Star, welcome baby girl via surrogate named Kavia James Union Wade. And a very special person visited the new parents to see their little girl. Guess who it was?
Who?
Oprah Winfrey.
So cool.
Like, your kid's gonna have a great life.
I mean, she's already doing better than most people who've been on her earth for 34 years.
This baby doesn't even need to go to church to get baptized. It just got baptized by Oprah. I mean, she Oprah holds you and goes, who's a cute baby? Oh my goodness, you're so cute.
Now, is Oprah just a friend or is she the godmother? What is she?
Well, the thing is, Oprah filmed the primetime special with the Union Wades called Oprah at Home with Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade, and their new baby that's going to air on December 8th on Old.
That's the title?
That's a long-ass title.
It is. They could've good googly moogly.
What we learned from all this is that Oprah doesn't spend a lot of time naming her specials.
Nah. In addition to all this awesomeness, two-week-old Kavia, who already has an Instagram account with 187,000 followers.
Hey, she just got here a week ago.
I need to be reborn so I can get those kind of followers.
I want to be reincarnated as a little black baby so I can finally meet Oprah.
I'm trying to tell you.
Man, 45 years, I'm waiting.
See you next lifetime.
You need some more PJ.
And breaking news, Kavia is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next week.
Leveling up left and right. So she posted a photo with this caption. Me, my new friend Oprah, with my pops Dwayne Wade on me like I'm Honey Boo Boo. Hashtag stage dad.
This baby probably did type this. I'm telling y'all, this baby's an overachiever already. Yeah.
The baby got held by Oprah. It's probably now has some sort of magical, just intense powers.
All right.
I can believe it.
Well, and speaking about Gabrielle Union, she, along with actresses Gina Rodriguez, Emma Roberts, and Ellen Pompeo, recently did a photo shoot, and they had a discussion on the issues of Hollywood for Net-a-Porté. The topic of the lack of diversity came up in Hollywood circles, and Ellen Pompeo, she's from Grey's Anatomy fame, she made a bold statement that really almost left the other women speechless. Take a look.
This day has been incredible, and there's a ton of women in the room. But I don't see enough color. And I didn't see enough color when I walked in the room today. And I had a meeting with a director of another endorsement project that I'm doing. I said, you know, when I show up on set, I would like to see the crew look like the world that I walk around in every day. As Caucasian people, it's our job. It's our task. It's our responsibility to make sure that we speak up in every single room we walk into. That this is not okay, and that we can all do better. It's our job.
Gabrielle was looking like a proud black auntie.
Did she?
Yeah, she was.
She said, well, toast to that.
Yes, beloved. What? Yes.
So what do you guys think? What do you think of Ellen Pompeo
understatement.
Yeah. You know what? You know, it is important for white people to speak out about it because, like, we've been complaining for so long, it's white noise to mm-hmm. everybody else.
I like what she said, and I think that it had more weight, being that she called out the room she was in currently, right, saying yeah. that she walked in there. So, you know, a lot of times, a lot of white people, they do speak up. They do say things. But she was very bold to at least even call out the production team she was being a part of that day.
Yeah.
You know?
It isn't weird because she has a black husband. I feel like they sit at home at night and probably talk about these type of things. You know Ellen. Y'all didn't know Ellen?
And her
no.
son.
Yeah, no, she, yeah, I didn't know
her
that.
Son
you can tell
too.
She walk a little different. You know what I'm saying? When you got a black husband.
You walk a little different.
When you got the black husband. So
yeah.
Her legs went all the way crossed. Okay. Went well, yeah. Come on, somebody.
She walked with a limp.
Right.
Well, kids, it's a sad day to have to report this, but Robert De Niro and his wife, Grace, are calling it quits after 20 years of marriage.
No!
Yes,
wow.
yes.
No.
According to reports, the couple are no longer living together and will announce their split to the public in a couple of weeks. And this is not the first time that the couple has, I guess, gone down this road. Robert filed for divorce back in 1999, 2 years into their Uh-oh. Union, but they never went all the way with it. And instead, the couple renewed their wedding vows in 2004. So,
because they have two kids together, right?
One's 20, I think one's 6.
Ooh.
Mistake.
Oopsie. Oopsie.
After 20 years, I mean, why go all the way through with the divorce if it's like, okay, can't we just be roommates? Aren't we friends at this point?
Well, that's the problem. Right. If you're not friends anymore, like, for instance, my dad and my mom got divorced after 45 years of marriage.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
This is kind of sad. My mom said I would even if I dropped dead tomorrow, I would like to at least have a happy day.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well,
is
I
that
mean,
crazy?
No, I think it's crazy to everyone outside of the older couple. I think right. that the older couple is thinking just like that. Like, I've spent this many
enough.
Years with you.
Yeah.
Enough. Like, now I actually want to be happy.
But also, money makes it easier to call it quits.
That's
I mean,
true.
Robert De Niro's worth $300 million. I'm sure Woo. She's going to be taken care of. Your mom, I mean, your dad was what, a stainer of furniture?
Furniture stainer,
how
yeah.
How much money did
she have? Why are you saying it like that, Frank?
What was he?
A stainer?
Stainer? Stain thing?
Too bad you didn't leave a stain on the sheets.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
That way I wouldn't be
I'm
here.
Kidding.
I see what you're
you
doing.
You see what I did there?
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad you're back.
Well, y'all, speaking of divorces, this right here will have you raise an eyebrow or two. A shocked wife revealed on an anonymous social media thread her husband, 39, asked permission to commit adultery.
Do y'all want honesty or not?
How polite.
Right. She claimed her husband asked to have a conversation with her, and he dropped the bomb that he's been staring at younger women lately asked if they could separate a little bit so he could indulge. But get this. He asked if she would feel more comfortable if it was just like a one-night stand or an hired escort.
Wow. Separate a little bit.
That woman had to be so far, like, for her to be like, hold on, let me ask my wife to see
this.
Let me just check and see if it's cool.
He must have seen
clothes on. Hold on.
He must have seen Sunshine from Harlem Nights. Okay.
Okay.
Like where he just knew he was gonna come home afterwards.
But here's the thing: what if the wife is not into sleeping with her husband anymore, and he's like, "How about we do this? I don't want to divorce you. We're still close friends.
Right.
You're not into this. Our libidos don't even match up. So would you mind if I got an escort to do that job that I need done?
If somebody is really hungry, like you're married. And somebody's starving, and you're like, oh, I'm not really hungry. Well, that person still needs to eat dinner.
What? So, the literal context of it all.
Yeah. Y'all need a different example, Heidi.
Yeah.
It means you need to wait,
but
Heidi.
Being marriage means that you signed on to eat one particular dish.
Come
okay?
on now.
No, I've had this conversation with my wife. I've had
no,
the same
you didn't,
conversation.
Frank. Well, now what she say?
In general, saying like, you know, because I'm always the one that's pursuing. And a lot of times it's the guy who's always asking for you know, sex. And
yeah.
a lot of the times the guy's getting rejected quite a bit. And so you can only take really so much rejection. So it's like, if you don't want to do this, would, you know, do you want me to go someplace else? Do you want me to get it someplace else? Because I don't want to leave.
I think I now know
what?
How the fire started.
Yeah, she burned the house down.
Up next, find out why this gorgeous actress is being accused of fat shaming after the break.
Dish Nation.
The holidays are just around the corner. How's your holiday shopping going? Well, mine wasn't going that well, and I wanted to buy my son something meaningful and something that he'd really love. For a really special gift for the special people in your life, you gotta check out Canvas People. Canvas People prints your favorite memories on canvas and turns them into unique works of art that add such a beautiful touch to your home. When I heard about Canvas People, I thought, what a cool way to turn photos of my family into art for the wall. With Canvas People, you get your favorite memories printed to cherish and beautiful prints that look great on any wall. Now, as a special, very limited holiday offer, CanvasPeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvases for free. That's right, free. Now, these normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text DISH to 797979. Just pay shipping and handling. Now, this offer won't last. Text DISH to 797979. That's DISH to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey. So it looked like Kim Kardashian might be in trouble with her husband, Kanye West.
Was she listening to Drake?
No. Anyway, so you know the talk show host Ellen DeGeneres get all the tea from the celebs when they sit down with her, right? And on today's show, Ellen asked Kim what was Kanye's reaction to the sexy photo she posted of herself baking back in August. Take a look at what she had to say.
First of all, what are you making?
I was really baking brownies and a birthday cake.
I was going to ask if Kanye, if that bothers him.
Yeah, it does. He always wants me to be me and feel confident and we're having fun. But it also bothers him.
I love how she didn't care.
Right? She did not care. She seems super duper unfazed about Ye's feelings, but they are married with a few kids, you know what I'm saying? So should the wife take her husband's feelings into consideration or what?
From my experience, my personal experience, this is how it works.
Yes.
The hole goes away until you get married.
All right.
And then when you get married, you bring her back out.
Okay.
Yes.
You let her know she's
real with me. If you pay attention, most women are like real, like modest, etc. And then when they get married, you be like, damn, she doing all that now that she married?
Right.
They let it all out then.
So the hoeing is seasonal.
It's seasonal.
Seasonal hoeing.
Yeah.
Seasonal hoeing.
Seasonal. Mm-hmm. But you're always a wife at the end of the day.
Right.
So
and you bring her out when they're fiending for.
There you go.
God. When she ain't been around for a minute, you just let her shine.
Yeah.
You need to get the whole show for a minute.
The whole reminder.
Okay.
All right, so nothing says you're fat like looking at photos of Sarah Michelle Gellar in lingerie on Instagram. So recently she posted a series of sexy pictures with the caption, I'm just gonna pin these up all over my house as a reminder not to overeat on Thursday. Hashtag Thanksgiving prep.
She looks good.
She looks fantastic.
But to be honest, being this skinny, even if she ate the whole damn 21-pound turkey, it ain't gonna do nothing to her body.
So, I mean, as you know, trolls came out in full force, holding torches in the whole nine, and they was on her page, and they was saying things. Things like, wow, really shocked that a woman in a position of influence and a mother would post this is that where you place your value? On the size of your thighs?
Hater.
Or your protruding hip bones?
Hater.
Nothing positive comes from this post.
Ooh,
hater.
I was aggressive.
So after being criticized, Sarah responded and said, it's come to my attention that some people think I was fat shaming with this post. That cannot be further from my intentions. I love Thanksgiving, and unfortunately, my eyes are often bigger than my stomach, and I tend to eat so much I make myself sick. Mm. This was a joking reminder to myself not to do that.
So I can't say what will help me lose weight without you getting offended?
See, that's why I feel like we are so hypersensitive and we need to go harder than ever and just do the absolute
most. True.
In 2019, let's make everybody mad.
That's
like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, live
that's
to the
goal.
Bullet.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Yes, and this one is fancy, honey. The Pacific Pearl Rose, a toll statement necklace, is the perfect gift for your wife, girlfriend, mama, or just a friend. It's filled with 14 karat gold and available in rose, yellow, or white gold. Oh, and it's also encrusted with crystals. And it features 10 genuine freshwater pearls that have a beautiful high luster oval and drop shape, perfect for the classic lady.
Now, this sound kind of expensive, P. Willie. How much is these diamonds and pearls?
Usually, it goes for $650.
What?
You don't even deserve to have this.
Yeah, but for our Dish Nation customers, it's only $39.
Say that.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish sent you.
Yo, up next, the big homie Chewy Martinez sits down with Michael B. Jordan in the cast of Creed 2. You don't want to miss this coming up right after the break.
Dish Nation.
already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Her boy Chuy Martinez sat down with the cast of the highly anticipated movie Creed 2 out in theaters today. Take a look.
Michael B., how are you, sir?
Chuy, what's up, man? I'm good.
Pretty good. Okay, my producer, Shay.
Okay.
Who's in Atlanta.
Okay.
She loves you.
Okay. Hey, Shay. Love you, too. Thank
you.
I got you.
You just got me more airtime. I appreciate you, brother.
All good.
You're basically a fighter. Who could you see yourself jumping in the ring with and actually throwing down with? Like, if you had...
You mean like another fighter?
An actual fight, sir. Pick one fighter.
I'm going to say Andre Ward.
Oh.
What's up? I already did it twice. No.
Right? No. Third time's a charm, right?
Yeah. Dre's a beast, man. He would tear my butt up, man. But this is acting. I'll just say that. This is acting. Right. But no, man, it's been incredible to live like a fighter and train like a fighter and think like a fighter. You know, I literally had to trick myself into a fighter when I'm on set. So that's always a good thing.
Where were you, my friend, when you found out you were going to be a part of this film and project?
I was at a hookah bar in Munich.
All right. I'm Dominican, so I know about the hookah. If I wanted to be a boxer, say, in real life, what would I have to do or how would I have to change my life?
Well, it's all about hard work and dedication, you know? Yeah. Like, the workouts are pretty heavy. Usually you have to work out, like, 4 or 5 hours a day. The diet has to be strict.
Right.
And that's the hardest thing for me. Like, the diet, I hate it, like chicken and rice and all that stuff. I want pizza and Shake Shack. That's
right,
what I'm talking
right,
about.
Right.
It's good to be poor and to have nothing, to live in a crappy apartment.
My life, there you go.
It's good to have some fight for it, to have nothing to go back to, where you have to put 110% into everything because this is your shot. And that's where the best fighters come from.
When you were off the diet, what was that cheat meal for you?
I had cheat days, okay. You know what I'm saying? But it turned into a couple cheat meals. But, you know, being in Philly, cheesesteaks, pizza, right. Pasta. Right. I'm a donut guy, donuts,
okay.
Chocolate chip cookies, the ooey gooey kind, not none of the hard kind. I mean, you know, I'm a foodie, so, and they know. Ain't that right, Joe?
Yep.
If they wanted you to step in the ring, would you step in the ring?
Yeah.
Like, in real life, you seem like you'd can throw down.
I can fight?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never been in a fight.
Really?
Mm-mm. I believe in diplomatic resolution.
Okay, who was tougher in the ring? Drago or T'Challa?
Ooh. I'm gonna say Drago.
Okay.
Because he cleaned me up, you know what I'm saying?
He cleaned
me up, and it's mano a mano, man. There's no powers, no suits, there's none of that stuff. It's just like, you know, just me and you, man to man, and he cleaned me up. Right. But you know, I got him though. I called him.
Gina, I called him. Can we have a thumb war? All right,
let's how many rounds?
How strong are your thumbs? All right, come on. Right, go. Go, bro.
Listen, from the father, man. I got you almost.
Wait, go. Yeah, you win.
I got royalty inside my DNA.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for Dish Gone Viral. We live out here in Los Angeles, and if you ever take a stroll down Hollywood Boulevard, you run into a lot of celebrity impersonators.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone has ran into someone like this.
Go, 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 go.
Oh! I don't want to be some kind of friend. Glasses. Yeah.
It's Purple Bruise.
Oh.
Purple Owie. I love the owl. That was legit pain.
I want your extra time and your kiss, my boo. Oh my God! But you know what it takes? It's like trying to be cool.
Yeah,
like,
that
no.
Hurt so bad, doves cry. That's how bad that hurt.
Oh, he fell hard. He knocked half his mustache off.
Do you think in the spirit of Prince?
Oh my God!
Was witnessing this and just pushed that guy off the stage? He's like, no, I can't take anymore.
Oh, that's so awkward.
You know, I feel for this guy a little bit because Prince is my go-to song for karaoke.
You wouldn't have guessed that, would you?
Hmm. I know. I do the song Kiss from Prince.
Well, let's hear your... Let's hear your,
You don't have to be beautiful. Turn me on.
Let's get physical.
Oh, come on. I wish there was a stage right here and I could just fall off of it.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.